12 o'clock here on a Friday. Game Time Live from the Next Gen Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you. Rock solid first hour. Schick stopped by. He had some things he had to do, so we moved him around. Brian Christofferson's going to stop by in about 15 minutes. Obviously talking a lot of NBA Finals. Dust settling, champagne drying from Toronto winning it all last night. Did you see Kawhi Leonard was chugging some champagne? You think in his head it was, warning, feeling weird inside. I think I am tipsy. I mean, he was, I said I wanted to see them win just so I could see what Kawhi Leonard looked like happy and smiling and celebrating. That was a weird scene. I will say, usually, and you will hear this all the time from me, I am a enormous Doris Burke fan. I think Doris Burke is, like, if we all were as good at our job as Doris Burke is at hers, this world would be an incredible place.
I absolutely love it when she's on commentary in 2K.
She is great. She's a great analyst.
Yep.
She even does, she does like college basketball analyst stuff. She's great. She's just great. Mm-hmm. She is great. But I thought last night, I thought some of those questions last night, like, I think time, I'm a guy that thinks time and place matters. Like, every question Doris Burke asked was fair, but not on the podium after you just won a championship. You see what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, last night Doris Burke asked Kawhi Leonard about his free agency decision, literally on the court, like the game ended 5 seconds ago. It's like, fair question to eventually ask, but not right at that moment. On the podium, she asked Kyle Lowry about DeMar DeRozan, who was traded. I mean, I suppose fair question later on when, like, you're at the post game press conference and, you know, it's. But really, you're going to ask Kyle Lowry about DeMar DeRozan, a guy who was traded? I mean, what do you? And then you're going to ask Mark Gasol about the Memphis Grizzlies and Zach Randolph and
Mike Conley.
Mike Conley? Like, I mean, what?
I'm like, Doris, is this the play? Because even the players, they looked out of place.
You could tell the players were like, off-put a little bit by that. Like, what are you doing, Doris?
I love Kyle Lowry's response. He's like, it's all about these guys.
Right? Yeah, he's like, I'm going to call him later, but it's all about these. And sort of Kawhi was like, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm going to go celebrate with my team. You know, and you can tell me Marcus Hall was like, kind of shook his head, like, I don't know. I'd tell him thanks, and I'd miss the guys at Memphis. You know, like, again, I mean this. I'm not saying this to, like, because you check the tape. I've said this all the time. If we all were as good at our job as Doris Burke is at hers, this world would be in an incredible place. She is incredible at what she does. I just thought she asked inappropriate questions considering the situation. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. I, of course, this morning when I wasn't knee deep in thinking about basketball, I got out my magazine and I went into a room by myself and I shut the door. And I locked it and made sure no one would come in.
Were you using the bathroom?
I was in the bathroom. And I opened up my Athlon College Football Preview. Like, oh, yeah, turnover margin. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, Big 12. What do you like there? Yeah. Oh, yeah. SEC. What's going on in there? Nothing. Nothing, baby. Just checking out. Checking out the Conference USA preseason. No, but I was thinking about this. Would you agree, Husker fans, talking to you, you'd agree with this? If we had to look at Nebraska's schedule for next year and said four biggest games, toughest games. Like, I think Colorado is a big game and a tough game, but it's not one of the four biggest, in my opinion. I think they're all Big Ten games. And for me, I would say you're looking at Ohio State at home. You're looking at, I'm going to say Northwestern at home. I mean, they're the reigning Big Ten West champs. And then I'm going to say, of course, the big two, Wisconsin and Iowa. Would you agree? Those are, to me, right now, you had to say four biggest games. Those are the four. Those are the four. And so much of assessing what can unfold with a game is sometimes hinges on, well, what's the state of mind that the team, what's the state of mind of the opponent and the physical state of the opponent as they're getting ready to play you, right? Are they flying high? Are they beat up? Are they, did they just come off an emotional game? Did they just come off of a cakewalk? Are they coming off a bye? What is it? Because that stuff matters. When I look at all four tough games for Nebraska and go, okay, what are these teams' paths leading up to playing the Huskers? They're I would say overall, for the most part, two of the four, you go, oh boy, pretty good. Like in terms of advantageous situations for Nebraska. Those two are Iowa and Wisconsin. With the two that aren't great are Ohio State and then Northwestern. You know what? Or let me say, I'm flip. Northwestern's the one that's tough, and Iowa's the one that's kind of easy. So let me take that back. But you look at it for, let's start with Ohio State. So Ohio State's going to be breaking in a new quarterback and a new head coach. Now, I know Ryan Day was in the interim role, but it's different when you're the man. It's different when you're babysitting versus having custody and being someone's parent, you know? He has custody. He was granted custody of Ohio State. Now he's the parent. So on one hand, I look at Ohio State, and they're not challenged the first 4 weeks until they go to Nebraska, which on one hand you go, oh, dang, it'd be nice if they get challenged. But on the other hand, they might get lulled into a false sense of security too. Because you look at their games leading up to Nebraska. They have Florida Atlantic at home, you know, butt-kicking. Cincinnati at home, butt-kicking. Then they have to go to Indiana. Come on, the Hoosiers aren't great. Then they have Miami of Ohio at home. And then they got to go to Nebraska. So it depends, I suppose, on how you want to look at that. You can look at that and go, they're not having any they're not playing TCU or anything like that. They're not playing one of those tough non-con games. They're not going to Oklahoma or something like that where they could get beat up, they could get battered. But at the same time, they might get a false sense of how good they are in terms of they're not really going to be challenged at all the first 4 weeks. And this is obviously going to be the first hostile environment that Ryan Day and a new quarterback are in. It's something, I suppose. But at the end of the day, they're not going to go get like crushed by a team or go through a really, really tough physical grinder of a game. The other kind of easy one is Iowa's path leading up to the Nebraska game is pretty easy. They have two straight home games, Minnesota and Illinois at home, and then they go to Nebraska. I mean, you got Illinois at home before you go to Lincoln. Pretty good for the Hawkeyes. Not great for Nebraska. The two that are good for the Huskers are what Wisconsin has to do leading up to play Nebraska and Northwestern. Wisconsin, here's their 2 weeks leading up to going to Lincoln. At Ohio State, Iowa at home, and then at Nebraska. So at Ohio State, obviously we know, I mean, that needs no explanation on how tough that is. And then Iowa, I mean, you want to watch a 9-6 bloodbath where two teams are just literally just beating the living crap out of each other like Ivan Drago and Rocky in the latter stages of that. Like, that is pretty much what every Iowa-Wisconsin game is, where the final score is 12-6. Both teams are crushing each other physically.
Sign me up for that.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
That's so good.
I love it. But that's what Wisconsin has before they come to Lincoln. So that, I think, is good for Nebraska. Then you look at Northwestern. Northwestern has a pretty tough 2 weeks leading up to Nebraska. They got Michigan State at home. Everybody knows Mark D'Antonio's crew. I mean, that game's usually rated R. It's not rated PG. That's not rated G. It's not Pixar. And we're not talking about Pixar.
Put the kids to bed.
We're talking about an M. Night Shyamalan film here with when Michigan State comes to town. We're talking about Freddy Krueger, Halloween, Mike Myers coming to town here. And then they have to go to Wisconsin. They got to go to Camp Randall. House of Pain, jump around. Jonathan Taylor, the Sequoia Tree offensive lineman leaning on you for four quarters. That's no fun either. You go to Wisconsin, you better pack your Advil, you better pack your Icy Hot, you better pack your the ice cubes. I mean, it's a man's game. So I think that's good. So to me, Iowa's got a pretty easy couple of weeks leading up to taking on Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, both at home before they go to Lincoln. Ohio State, depends on how you want to look at it. They won't get really tested or have to really, really grind, but this could be the first big road trip for Nebraska, for Ohio State. But all in all, they're not going to get out there and get their brains beat in by anybody else. But I look at Northwestern and Wisconsin, and I think it sets up nicely for Nebraska before the Wildcats and the Badgers come to town. So many different things to think about as you assess the schedule, assess the tough games. And figuring out if a situation is good or troublesome. And you might be asking for Nebraska. I mean, obviously, you guys know the schedule. Nebraska will have Northern Illinois and then at Illinois before Ohio State. That's not terrible. But then before they play Northwestern, they obviously play Ohio State. That's not great. Before Nebraska plays Wisconsin, they're at Purdue. Sneaky tough, Jeff Brohm. Those games are usually rated R. And then before Iowa, it's one of my trap games, they got to go to Maryland. Not necessarily brutal, but don't sleep on that game. Don't take an Ambien before you go watch that game. All right. 402-951-1620. Hey, coming up next, let's get to BC. Brian Christofferson. We'll talk a little Husker football with BC. We come back.